Well, I don't know what the hell they're hauling, but they've got a couple of flatbeds hauling some huge, very tall. These flatbeds are only about 3-4 inches of clearance because the things that they're carrying are so tall. And the escort vehicles have big poles extended up to show them, you know, height limitations. And there's two of these huge, huge things, whatever the hell they are, getting transported. And, of course, they were all stopped because the funeral procession at the intersection, and they decided to start their turn, so they blocked every lane. What a mess. Anyhow, the funeral finally got into the cemetery, and the oversized load has finally completed its turn. And I'm still sitting here. I'll be the next one through the light, I guess.
Where did all of this happen? We're on 94 and Metro Parkway, Metropolitan Parkway right now, hitting home.
Mile and Ryan. There was a big funeral pulling into Detroit Memorial Park Cemetery. Meanwhile, these, you know, they were making a right. They were on northbound Ryan, making a right on the eastbound 13 Mile Road. The entrance to the cemetery is, you know, just past the intersection a little ways. So they were doing that. But because these vehicles were so huge, they were making a left. They were on southbound 13 Mile or Ryan Road trying to make a left to go eastbound. And since they were so huge, they had to make the big wide turn, so they needed the outside lane. So they never should have started their turn when they saw that funeral. You know, but they did, and so now they're hanging out there in the left turn lane. You know, with all the escort vehicles and everything like that, got everything shut down, east, north, south, west, all because of a funeral, only taking up the right lane. So, just poor, the escort service wasn't earning its pay.
Where's Jerry DeWitt? What do you need?
The
oh, yeah, he's in jail.
So,
don't!
Yeah, they're running around with whips in the air. I know that 13.6 is all you're allowed, and then anything after that, you have to have all of that rigmarole. And then the width, too. I think width is 8.6 is all you're allowed to go for width. And that's why you see when boats, they usually only have an 8.6 beam to them, the ones that are trailerable. If they get anything over that, then it gets kind of complicated to tow them.